Gospel Spotlight welcomes Papa Son. How are you?
Blessing and honor, one love every time, and I'm good, giving God praise,
Hey, one love to you. Let's talk about your phenomenal career. You have the knack of really making it happen with dance hall gospel. How come you're just so successful?
It's just a lot, because Jesus Christ without me, I can't do nothing. And Paul saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's not my own strength. It's just the Spirit of the Lord, leading us, guiding us, anointing us, and giving us the ability, to put things together, to bring a message out there, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that when you fast, when you pray, when you seek God, when you live for God, when you seek after Him and know that you're in His will, then the rest is just history. Sky's the limit, And, once you put music out there, and at that, line up with so much truth, and gird up, the anointing of Jesus Christ, then, as we say, you can take it to any place you want to go.
Let's talk about some of your songs before we talk about the new song, In the Ghetto. Let's talk about a song like Breathe Again. Tell us about that song.
Breathe Again is a duet between me and Kirk Franklin. We have this idea to collaborate and together on the album. And came up with an idea called Breathe Again, which Kirk he wrote the singing version of it, and I wrote my part, to complement his part and sing again. But it just really kind of showed that only the Lord can allow us to breathe again, just like how we smile again. The Lord can make us smile again. Sometimes we need this breathing space. Sometimes we need a breath of fresh air, not just for breathing sake, but in a way, our own lives. Our life is so clustered and so clogged up with all different kind of stuff, and we need the Lord to snatch us out and give us a fresh breath, set of fresh air, to revive us, to refresh us in our spirit, so we can breathe again.
Is it hard getting your music played, being a reggae, a dance hall artist? How hard? Is there a struggle?
In some way, there is struggle, and in some way, there's to deceive us. I find that a lot of people gravitate into the gospel more than anything else, and you still have, especially in the secular area, where you find, people, they want to play the gospel sometime on a Sunday instead of during the week. We should have loved to see it on some station every day like every other song. And there are some secular stations that play it every day. It doesn't matter what it was time. The gospel in some ways is kind of the same way, but, some gospel stations, they don't play certain kind of gospel. You find, and there's a struggle. There are time for the reggae to get out there, but there's also favor. So it's hard to wait and to see which side is more weightier. But all I can say is that God continue to open doors and continue to open doors like even right now that as we speak, and this radio station, doors like this to elevate us more into the spotlight with the goodness of Jesus Christ. And yes, there are struggles for real, and we hope that, we're able to eliminate that and just know that it's one work and one Lord, one Him, one baptism, one Lord, and Him we serve every time,
Your new single is hot, In the Ghetto, and tell us about that. I like that. What's Ain't No Sunshine that you got in there? Yeah, tell us about that, and how'd you come up with that?
It's so funny, the Ain't No Sunshine song was in my head for like almost 7 days.
Wow.
And it couldn't get out, and I said to my manager, I don't know why waking up every time hearing this song in my head like this. And it just dropped on my spirit that I can't be able to take the words and just shift everything and just put it towards Christ and to show that Christ, when Christ leaves the ghetto, there's nothing there for us to stand on. And the whole entire, the lyrics itself is a true life story of mine. What I'm talking about is a true life story, something that I've lived through. And we just pray and just ask the Lord leading and guidance to put the song together. God just work it out for us,
There's a story behind your name. How'd you get that name?
Well, the ghetto, they give people nicknames in the ghetto. And my elder brother, them call him Dirt. you know, dirt man, you know, dirt. And because I'm not a smaller one, them call me son. You know, so but when you branch out in music, in Jamaica, them always try to put something with your name, like General Degree, or, you know, or Papa Levi, or Papa Son, or Ranking Trevor, or Lieutenant Stitchy. They always put some title beside your name. That's something that goes along in reggae music. And we add the Papa to the Son, which in reality, it really means leader, it means head. You know, so I don't change it. I just continue to use it when I get saved, because that's what God called us to be the head and not the tail, you know?
Our guest is Papa Son, and you are definitely a leader in what you are doing. Again, you have been so successful in bridging the gospel and the reggae. I don't know any other artist who has done it so well. Is there any artist that you admire?